Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. I was going to
have hi,
a
how
w- with Deborah. Is this you?
Speaking.
All right, Ms. Deborah. Ma'am, I was just calling you mainly because I texted you about a missing lockout last week on Saturday. So I imagine that you have not done time sheets for a long time, right?
I have. I did them all last week. So far, this week.
Yeah, because I do have just one shift from yours this Saturday that doesn't have a clock out. Okay, so I have the chance to fix it. Having a quick word with Devin. I don't know if Devin is available.
Devin is available.
Okay, if you could put him on the phone, I can do the verbal confirmation, and in that way, I can fix your visit from Saturday.
Okay, because I have, I'm. Wait a minute. Let me turn this on for a minute. I've been clocking in every day, and at the end it says, you are successfully clocked in, okay? And I press okay.
No, it's just one day. It's just one day. You have been doing it great so far, you know? It's just Saturday that the clock out wasn't registered. I don't know why, but it's just the day that we want to fix, okay? But I do see you on the clock since Wednesday. Is that right?
The last time I clocked in was this morning.
Yeah, but you know that you had a long time without clocking because you didn't know how. You went to the agency and stuff.
I went to the agency and I learned how to do it, and I've been doing it ever since. And
yeah,
then
but since when do you start doing it? Just to be and have accountability on since when we will pay, you know?
Okay. I need to send you my discharge papers from the hospital.
No, it's not the discharge papers. It's like I see you started looking in since last Friday. I mean since last Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, so if we had the records of your attendance since Wednesday, so we can pay since Wednesday. That's what I want to clarify.
Okay, let me get Devin. He's in his bedroom. Hold on.
I'm just scared it's going to happen to Gwen. I never used to be scared of anything. No. And I live with my parents. I'm terrified. I'm not home for a time. My life for them. I just want to back. I don't think this is correct. And you. But yeah, I'm just trying to tell you.
Devin! I have Family First on the phone. Romney from Family First, and he wants to talk to you.
What?
Are you in your bedroom?
Yeah.
All right. I'm coming. Here I am.
Hello?
Oh, hi, good afternoon, Devin. It's Rodney from Family First. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm very good. Thanks for asking. Mister, I was just giving you a call, mini Deborah, that I have a visit on Saturday that the clockout wasn't registered. So you can confirm me by your verbal confirmation that she finished her shift as usual this Saturday at 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Also, another thing that I wanted to address with Deborah that I don't know if she got the point on what I was asking about is that I do see that she just learned back again how to clock in and out, and that's perfect because she has been doing it good. But she just resumed clocking in and out since last Wednesday, okay? So for us to pay, we can pay having the records of the attendance, in this case the clock in and out, so we can pay since Wednesday. So it's just to have the heads up on your side, like because I don't want like to come in Friday where she will start getting paid back again and say like, hey, I started since Monday, you know, because I do have records since Wednesday. So like It's just to make sure if she actually is resumed, like, working, if we can call it like that, since Wednesday.
Yes, and she's been working since before that. She never stopped working.
No, I know, but in the time that you were receiving services informally, that she was going into rehab and then she came back home, it was a whole process, you know, which took some months, you know? So
okay.
if she wants to get paid for it, because I actually had, like, the records for her, like, requesting assistance on clocking in and out back again. Since, let me tell you, it was like 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. It was 2/12. The week before that, like from the 11th. If she started working since that point, she can send me some timesheets. Do you know if she has timesheets at home?
Oh, no. Do you have timesheets here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she has them.
Okay, so advise her to send me some timesheets. In this case, from the 11th until...
From the 11th
until the 19th, so we can, like, reassure her payment for all those 2 weeks, and yeah, so she can have her usual payment, because she just started clocking in since Wednesday, so from Wednesday we can pay, but if she sends timesheets for what she has worked before that, we can assure the payment for what's written in the timesheets, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so this is my number, which she can send the timesheets to, like the pictures through. And I have some time until the end of this day to enter timesheets from Beth's visit. So advise her that I have the chance to enter it for this payroll if she sends it like that. Either way, if she sends it tomorrow or after payroll closes, she will receive just the money after the following week, in this case on next Friday. It's just like we don't stop paying. It's just like we close payroll and then it rolls over to the other one, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, Mr. Devin. So, if anything, this is my number. It was a pleasure to have a word with you today.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.